From the studios in Bentonville, Arkansas, you're listening to 8th & Walton's Retail Supplier Podcast. Each week, we discuss the issues facing Walmart suppliers and bring you solutions from industry experts. Visit us online at 8thandwalton.com if you have questions about today's podcast. And now your host, Jared Davis.
Welcome back to our little podcast. I'm very excited about our guest today because, you know, cybersecurity, malware, online hackers. Now, these are things that we've been talking about for years, but, you know, the workplace has changed drastically just over the last couple of years. And businesses, I'm sure businesses like yours, have become more and more remote. So protecting your employees and your company's sensitive information, this has never been more important. And that's what today's podcast is all about. The state of cybersecurity today and how your business can protect itself against potential online threats. One of the leaders in this field is joining us today. And I bet you've seen some of his videos on cybersecurity and IT tips. We are talking with Galico of Apollo IT Services. Galico, thank you so much for taking time to be here, sir.
Thank you, Jared, for inviting me.
Hey, before we jump into a lot of the details, Galico, give us a little bit of your background and tell us how your company helps small businesses with their IT support.
So first of all, you can hear from my accent, I'm originally not from here. I was born in Israel, moved to USA 12, almost 13 years ago, finished my military service, came here for a job position with one of Apple's subsidiaries. Been doing IT for, almost like 23 years now. Working with the vast companies like Cisco, Creo, Kodak, and some Apple subsidiaries here. Been doing IT since pretty much the beginning, and I love that. In the days even modem was screaming and yelling to get connection to the internet. Yes, that's me. I'm going to disclose my age here. But that's pretty much it. We opened our business 7 years ago almost. Provide small and mid-sized businesses IT and cybersecurity solution.
Well, you know, we were talking before about the workplace, and today's workplace and technology has really changed so much just within the last couple of years. So, you know, from your vantage point, Galico, what is the state of cybersecurity today?
So I want to say until 2019, it was bad. Since to end of 2019 and beginning of 2020, when we started COVID, it just became like worse.
Oh.
I want to say COVID turned the cybercrime world into absolutely a heaven for them. People working from home with very lenient security or no protection at home. If you think about it as that way, like when you work in a company office, right, they provide you this umbrella in their building that protects your infrastructure.
Sure.
At home, people just like, oh, I have my basic Spectrum, Grande, Cox, internet, whatever, and then there is nothing that protects you. You are more exposed to the world. People are more lenient when it comes to security because, oh, I'm at home, I feel very comfortable. And that resulted in cybercrime rate increased by 70%, 70% in the last 2 years. We are, again, different companies estimate that right now the damage from cybercrime in the past 2 years has reached $6 trillion with a T.
Wow.
That's absolutely a staggering number. And a lot of it actually, 40% of that was the increase in the last 2 years.
$60 trillion.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's a staggering number. And it's affecting companies small to big, and we can have to give some examples. And it's, I want to say it's big enough that last year, the US government created a coalition of seven countries to fight cybercrime and share information. And they started with funding of $500 million to help share information with other cybersecurity agencies, like Homeland Security, of course, on our side, to fight the cybercrime. It's just becoming like a pandemic, and it's a successful pandemic in a way that like they harvest, like I said, harvest so much money from us in a so easy way.
Wow. Well, let's talk about some of the things that you're seeing each day. You know, your company, it's a lot like ours in that, you know, we both support small and mid-sized businesses. But as you're talking with these companies about their IT and their cybersecurity and the issues that you just raised, what are some of those questions that you're getting, and what advice do you give to help protect these small businesses?
That's actually a good question. And probably the first few things I get asked, or more like, is this even real? Like, you know, everybody heard the stories, but nobody met someone that really been hit. It will never happen to us. Like, we have nothing valuable. This is all, I want to say, not like folks, but it's like not correct. Everybody has something valuable, right? You have your information, your finance information, your client information. Doesn't matter what you have. If you sell flour in a side stand in the market, or you are a multi-million dollar or multi-billionaire company, you have something that is valuable to someone else and they can sell it or extort you for that information, right? So we ask them, like, what do you have? What do you think it's worth protecting? You know, what's the value of that? And most people is like, you know, we think it's going to be expensive. Do we really need that? And so one of the first questions we asked is, what's your cost of being down completely for one day? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about salaries, loss of revenue, work, construction. I mean, you name it. Right. Some companies are like, oh, it's going to be like $10,000 a day. Some companies are like, oh, we are looking at like 15 mil per day. Right. Just to give you like a small statistic, the average time to recover from a cyber attack is 3.5 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So when you bring it down into the business, is are you ready to be down for 3.5 weeks? Right. That's something we do. And then the second question we ask is, do you have a cybersecurity insurance in place? Everybody's like, oh, I have my BOP or my business. I'm like, no. Cybersecurity insurance is a whole different product that protects you against some of that stuff, for example. And we started talking about it, you know, the cost of like losing business. And I can give you a real life example, actually, from our insurance agent. She said she had a small business that got hit by a cyber attack and they had insurance. So they called the insurance and I'm like, okay, let's do that. The insurance decided to investigate the attack. And as per the agent word, they just walk into the office of the business. There are 18 employees, literally picked every electronic device they had, computer, laptop, desktop, servers, tablet, cleared everything out. The owner was completely shocked. They needed to do a forensic analysis on the attack, on the hack. It took them 2 weeks. During these 2 weeks, the owner and all the employees, they literally had nothing to work on, unless you call it abacus like as a tool, but probably not. And after 2 weeks, they brought everything back. They found that the hack came from one of the employees' email. And then it took the IT another 15 days to restructure the whole infrastructure back. So the business was almost out for a month. Even though the cybersecurity insurance paid some of it, but the loss of revenue and ability to conduct business with client and tell the clients, hey, we got hacked. We don't have how to handle you. Was detrimental for the business. Like they estimated they lost around $1.5 million after the compensation for the hack. And this is a business that runs around 3-4 million a month. That's it. So you can imagine like how bad it was for them.
Well, you know, kind of building on that point, one of the biggest threats that we've all seen in the news over the last few years are, you know, the ransomware attacks, especially on larger businesses. What does ransomware really mean, and how can small businesses guard themselves against a threat?
So ransomware, I want to say, is the holy grail for cyber crimes. This is where they make most of the money. Put it in a very harsh word, is like, imagine someone kidnapping your kids and asking for a ransomware, right? I know it sounds very harsh, but this is the reality for a business. In this case, your business, financials, informations, proprietary, whatever you have, all your digital assets are being held as a ransom. They usually encrypt the software with the bank level encryption. So usually we have no chance of cracking this thing open. And they give you usually 3 days, pay us in a cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, this amount of money based on the business, the complexity. And if you don't pay them the money, you can kiss your files goodbye. And because there is no way to recover from that, the only way for a business to go out of this thing is literally wipe everything down, like wipe the computers, the servers, and start from scratch. Building your business from scratch takes a long time. Even if you have backups, it's a long process. And here's the most frightening fact. 68% of businesses pay the ransomware. So think about like between like if you think about organized crime, right? That's probably one of the easiest thing in the world. They just deploy it, and just people pay the money. It can be anywhere from a couple of hundred bucks to someone, just one person, to a few millions in the big companies. We had the case like Garmin that was in the news last year. They got hit and they paid the $10 million ransomware to get their files and system back up and running.
You know, I mentioned earlier about how the workplace has really changed as a result of the pandemic. Now, you know, we've got more employees that are working from home. They're on different networks, different Wi-Fi connections. Whether we're working from home or now even getting back to traveling for business, what are some of those simple security measures that we can take to keep ourselves safe?
So working from home or COVID-19 turned the IT world on its head. And I want to say as an IT consultant, that was our worst nightmare ever, moving everybody to work from home or remotely. Again, the leniency on having non-security at home and people just like go out and about and doing like whatever they think they want to do posed a huge risk. And then we see it a lot in the number of attacks. So a few things to tips I want to give people that work from home. If you're a small business, right? If you're using your personal computers, and we see it a lot, people use their personal computer for work. So create a personal account for yourself and then a personal account, another account for your business. Separate the accounts. People, you know, use Facebook and everything. Just we get a lot of attacks from Facebook or emails. So at least have your account separate, right? If you travel, never, ever, 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 I know I said multiple times, never use a free Wi-Fi. It's a huge risk. We see a lot of people, and it happened to one of our clients. She was sitting in a very reputable hotel and someone just like spoofing their Wi-Fi, and she used that to log in into her account and managed to steal their credentials. So never use a free Wi-Fi.
And I imagine that also occurs for like if you're going to a Starbucks or somewhere that has a free
Wi-Fi. Coffee
shops
is notorious for that. You can see people sitting with kind of like small antennas, like someone is literally spoofing the network over there. Like we've seen God knows how many times. Always use a VPN. Your VPN stands for virtual private networks. It will protect your connection. If your company provide you one, use that. If not, use companies like PIA or Proton that we recommend. Never use a free VPN. Having a VPN server is expensive and takes a lot of maintenance. The good companies charge for that. It's like 40, 50 bucks a year. If they give it for free or for $3 for the whole year, stay away from that. They sell your information to third-party vendors, right? Be cautious and be aware about email security, right? Don't open suspicious emails. Check out who the email is coming from. Check for attachment. If you're not sure, even if it might seem legit, like, hey, I got Excel file from our CFO, but it seems just, you know, just to give you this like inside hunch that's something fishy here, just give him a call, make the phone call. Like, did you send me that? Ask from your employer for cybersecurity training. Educating your end users is the vital key to protect your business. 93% of attacks these days are coming from human errors and lack of education. Cybersecurity training is vital. And the most important thing, just be vigilant. Watch your surrounding. Like when you walk into a building, make sure that no one is like shoulder surfing you. When you sit in a coffee shop, that no one is peeking over your shoulder and trying to see what you type, for example. I know it sounds very rudimentary, but people are not aware when they sit in a lobby of hotels, coffee shop, like how many eyes on them and what they are doing. It's pretty dazzling for me. Or you use the hotel free Wi-Fi and then you scan the network and you see like everybody's like their devices on the network.
Well, out in our podcast description, I've got links to your website and how to get a hold of you. But Galico, if anybody has a question or wants to learn more about your services and protecting their IT, where can we find you?
So first of all is our website, apolloitservices.com. We have a lot of guides over there, description of our services and some tips. We are very active in YouTube. We have a YouTube channel that we every week post some information, a lot of tips and tricks. Some of them are, I want to say it in a very non-technical English, just how the stuff looks like, what to be aware and stuff like that. You can follow us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn. And of course, if you're interested, we give a complimentary assessment or consulting to businesses. You can reach us via our website, schedule an assessment or consulting. We'll help you figure out what you want, what your business have, and where you should be. And again, all our solutions are custom made for business. We don't take like from the shelf, like, hey, you need to have A, B, C, D. like depending on your business, your complexity, and your industry, right? Finance, warehouse, manufacturing, depending what you do, like we have a solution for you, but it has to be custom made for you. That's what makes our business so unique.
All right. So again, we've got links out in our podcast description. If you've got any questions or you would like to find out more about protecting your business, especially if you've got associates who are working remotely and traveling across the country, now's a good time to make sure that they are safe and that your information stays safe. Galico, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been great information.
Jared, thank you much for the podcast. I really appreciate that. I had a blast, actually, I have to say.
It was great to have you here.
Thank you.